After almost 2 years of COVID lockdowns and border closures, the economic recovery's been patchy. A new report has shed light on the different experiences in regional areas, and while some local economies relying on tourism have understandably struggled, agriculture has saved other parts of the country, as Gavin Coote reports.
Oh,
Dolphin and whale watching's long been high on the to-do list for visitors to Jervis Bay, south of Sydney. But as local cruise manager Jet Jones points out, that all changed when COVID hit.
In our 30-year history of our company down here, we've cruised almost every day. We cruise 365 days a year. So really, last year was the first time we'd had more than a day or two off.
After multiple waves of COVID and business and border lockdowns, a report out today by public policy group SGS Economics and Planning looks at the economic consequences to regional economies of the past 2 years. Dr. Marcia Keegan says agriculture, forestry and fishing grew by 22% in the last financial year.
This has also helped to offset some of the declines that we see in regional areas. So in some areas, mining didn't do so well. This was because of lower prices and lower quantities in LNG production. Also, in a lot of regional areas, well, actually in a lot of cities areas as well, we saw declines in some tourism-dependent industries such as transport and admin services, which includes things like travel agents. So in almost all cities and regions, these industries showed a decline in response to the downturn in tourism.
That tourism downturn, which sparked rising unemployment, was felt in the Shoalhaven region where Jet Jones's business is based.
Jervis Bay is beautifully situated right on the doorstep of our biggest city in the country, but if they can't get down here, then that cuts out a big bunch of the people that usually would be coming down to explore the area and jump on a dolphin or a whale cruise.
Did you have to let staff go?
Luckily for us, we haven't, thanks to the government sort of stimulus packages there that kept people on the books. Even when we weren't able to make any profits, we've been able to keep our core team. But I know a lot of local businesses have really struggled to keep their teams together and then also find those teams and rebuild them in time for being able to make money again now that we're opening back up.
It was a similar story for other tourism-dependent regions, including much of Queensland, but elsewhere, a booming agriculture industry has saved regional economies from potential recession, including in South Australia, where grain growers like Adrian McCabe, who's at Hamley Bridge, have been reaping the benefits of good prices and seasons.
Oh, we've had a great run in agriculture. You can tell that by the land prices that are just booming right through, you know, Australia-wide. That probably reflects where agriculture's at, the investment into it. Obviously, the droughts through North America, even down into Brazil, have really played into world record prices at the moment, which, you know, Australia-wide, though, we're going to have a terrific harvest at very high prices. So we're really skinning it, as they say, at the moment. Also, tariffs of grain legumes in India, you know, 60% tariffs on things like lentils and chickpeas have been removed. So those prices are really quite exciting as well.
And is that confidence flowing beyond the farm gate and into the country towns in parts of regional SA as well?
Oh, look, there's work everywhere. Our biggest issue is actually finding labour. So, yeah, there's tons of work. We'd love more people to move out and work in regional South Australia. And you'd hope with COVID, people might really look at us again as a really good employer and place to live out of the mayhem of that's been Melbourne and Sydney lockdowns.
But in the meantime, he's just focused on finishing this year's harvest.
Gavin Coote reporting.